This is a Dese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Attention, attention. If you missed the hustle, you missed this.
What about just tight jeans and we reenact the Faith video as a tribute?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it would be nice if Adam wore tight pants and then we watch his ass dance. That would be nice.
I have so many, like, revenge plots that are probably coming up. Will happen when it happens.
It's a good way to look at life, Adam.
Yeah. That's why I'm nice to everybody.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Bullshit. Yeah. I'd be surprised if Glenn Case didn't bust through that window and hit you with a banjo.
It's The Hustle with executive producer Adam Tucker.
I'm thankful for the power of laughter.
Travis Powell with the news.
What are you doing? Why are you pausing? What's with that weird, awkward laugh? Stop it!
And that babbling ass, Will.
I just get restraining orders in the mail. All I could think of was money and fucking whores.
I know you got to get your hustle on, so I pray.
Pantspending.com/hustle.
Well, hello there. I'm Andrew from Pantspending Studios, and I want to share with you from the good book of never-ending random discussion.
Again, I trust you are putting your valuables in the center of your living rooms as previously instructed. Good Lord, I hope that's previously instructed.
The never-ending random discussion is a collection of funny and interesting people sitting down to be random.
Why is she naked?
Those eyes are so piercing.
It's...
I forgot that she had tiny little animal eyes, like beady little black eyes. Oh, dear God.
Why is she covered in frosting? That's weird. That's like a cake thing. That's not for donuts.
It's your favorite flavor.
Anything can happen, and anything does happen. Not that I'm sexist, but kitchens need to stay in women. I went with it.
Kitchens need to stay in women. That's Andrew Reisenhoover 2016.
Find the show at celebrategeek.com/nerd. Tune in and thank me later. Pants pending.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
Like, I don't know if I came on you or if you're just right. Sweaty.
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Dese World Studios in Spokane, Washington. This is The Social Hour. On today's show, comedian Tony Russell with Jay Mitz on the news, and I'm producer Travis Swartout, and now your host, the only Mexican who didn't get drunk on Cinco de Mayo, Dese Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am your host, Dese Casillas. Thank you for joining us for another great episode, guys. I am a little wiped out, but we are here in the studio. We're gonna have a great night. We have Jay and Traz here, as always. How's it going, guys?
It's going good, kind of, for both of us, I think.
Good, kind of?
Well, aren't you, like, sore as shit?
Yeah, that's true. I ran Bloomsday yesterday now, and I can't bend my knees.
Oh, man, you're going to have a tough time at work tonight. Also in studio.
Starting off good already.
Comedian, writer, performer, one of my good buddies, Tony Russell. Tony, how you doing? And also in the background, the best hair in comedy, Devin Devine's hanging out in the studio with us.
So,
all right, that's enough from you. How's it going tonight, everyone?
Good. Real good.
Yeah. It's been an action packed week since last you heard from us. It's been a rough week. I feel like I got back from Belize and did more. I've just been just nonstop going, and I'm trying to catch up, and I'm just fucking wiped out. I can't wait. I don't have to set my alarm for anything tomorrow. I'm so excited.
Well, you got so much shit on your plate, man.
Oh God, I would be a good prom date. Because I don't say no to anything.
Oh, no.
Like, I would...
Here's the thing, though. You're able to balance it, though. Like, you haven't... Like, I don't think you've dropped the ball on anything, even though with your gigantic plate of projects.
Well, thank you. Just give me time.
Well, I'm not giving you... Yeah, I'm not complimenting. I'm just giving you a status update.
So far, you haven't fucked up.
Yeah. But the clock is ticking, my friend.
Just a countdown, like the doomsday clock. Like, yeah. No, you're going to fuck up at this time and day. This is it. This is the one.
So you drank in the debates, your new room that you've been doing shows at. What else have you been up to?
Just trying to catch up on everything. I've kind of taking on a new... role with Pants Pending Studios. They want me to kind of take a larger role with the network, which I don't know what that means for me. I asked them, do they just they're making me, I guess, like a partner in the network. So
nice, that's awesome. Congrats, man.
You're gonna be our Oprah.
Yeah. I know. If
he already
I'm
is.
Like I'm like the Mexican male Oprah. If Oprah was male and Mexican and not gay, that would be me.
Yeah. I don't know. You remind me of a more like a Hispanic Dr. Phil, you know, because you just have a bunch of bullshit advice.
Yeah, that everyone listens to for some reason.
But you do have more hair, though.
Yeah.
No quiero. You can't do that.
Yeah, there you go.
I think my advice is better than Dr. Phil.
I mean, he's a doctor.
Oh, please. I could put Dr. period in front of my name. It doesn't mean shit.
Dr. D's.
That's right.
You just sound like a shitty DJ now.
Dr. D's
in the
hills.
In the history house.
Blah, 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 blah.
It's just been a long week. We had a drinking debate last night. That was fun. We've got the new room at Riddler's, the Riddler Piano Bar, which Jay guest hosted last night, and I heard you did a phenomenal job.
Oh, thanks.
Everyone raved about how good you did.
True story.
Woo-hoo. Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah, Traz is in the back, a bartender.
That's right. That's a nice, great spot. So that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. at 718 West Riverside Avenue. If you are in the Spokane area, definitely check that out. I've got next week booked already. It's going to be headliner Tom Meisford and, excuse me, bunch of other comics. So I'm still reeling and getting like memories, like flashbacks from my trip.
Every time you crack your back you get like a
one of the LSD pockets just pops and I have a weird
and you go Maria.
Yeah. Stereotypical Latin name.
My mother's name's Maria.
That makes sense.
Catholic. Yep. It's a Catholic thing.
And Spanish, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you all caught up on your penicillin shots yet?
Oh yeah, I go weekly. Yeah. I have
they don't work anymore.
Yeah, I also have
trying to stay ahead of the game.
Right. I take penicillin like people take
daily vitamins, yeah. like a Flintstones chewable.
Well, there's the fast acting. You know, and then there's the time release. You know, because I never need it always, but sometimes you need it right now.
Yeah. Oh my God. That would be such a funny commercial. It was a couple on beach cruisers, and it's black and white, and then they stop, and like the guy like looks to the camera. He's like, "Look, I'm a regular guy, but I have genital herpes.
Right.
But I still want to live a normal life."
Yeah, like kickboxing and kayaking. They're always kickboxing and kayaking.
And it just turns to the camera and is like, I take this and I can stay alive.
Penicillin. Saving lives for hundreds of years. Or however long penicillin
has been around. He just puts an EpiPen inside his chest.
Oh, my God. I like the idea of like preemptive STD shots.
Oh yeah, I'm all for that.
I bet you do.
He's like, listen, we all want to go to Brazil, but
right. You don't want to bring Brazil home with you
on your dick.
So,
That's
okay, good. Yeah. That's terrible. But I had a thought the other day, now that I'm home and able to enjoy my house and the pleasures
of your empty
America.
House.
Yeah.
Yeah, your super full plush house.
That's right. All my, you know. Well, I haven't shown you guys the west wing of my home yet, have I? You guys, we just stay in the squalors.
No. You sound like the Beauty and the Beast. That's my prisoner. And once the last petal of the rosebud falls off.
Yeah, that's really. Stockholm Syndrome is sexy. But it made me realize that, like, one of the things I on my trip I remembered is that, like, was masturbating by imagination.
What?
Oh, that one's crazy.
That's
yeah.
a thing. Like you, like that's a thing that I grew up having to do. No one like forced me. Like think of something and beat off. But like you.
Well, it's two different. It's a whole nother game.
Well, you had to though, because like at my age, there was no internet. Mm-hmm. You know, the best thing you had.
You
is,
just had to think of that one crush at school.
Yeah.
Like over and over and over and then till your wang was like beet red and like.
Yeah, exactly. It just beat red and then
super chapped.
Just chapped, and it's like you're standing on like the what do they call those things? That's like those little
slaves?
What?
You guys don't stand on slaves and beat off?
I don't know like what they I don't know what they call them. The towels that are in front of your sink and your bathtub. Those.
Oh, like a floor mat? Like a bathroom mat?
Yeah, I don't know. What are they actually called? I always just call them puke catchers.
That's the official term. Go to Pier 1. Where are your puke catchers?
Puke catchers. Well, they're right next to the scented candles. Yeah. And the giant giraffe things.
Is that like such an archaic thing though for men? Like beating off,
yeah,
using your imagination.
You have,
why
you
is
have,
it archaic? It's well, it's what we're
no,
made.
That's what I'm saying. Right, like, I, just, as a woman, I don't use really visual stimulus that
you
often.
You should,
but
it's
I guarantee
great.
You're always you're. Here, let me ask you a question. If we can get serious here,
yeah,
for just for
serious.
A little bit. So there's a thing called diddling. You know. no, and it, no, I know it sounds very infantile, and
term.
No, it sounds very infantile and juvenile, but.
Okay,
like we do this thing, human beings, like we're still animals. So we do this thing where like we unconsciously touch ourselves, you know, like,
yeah.
You know,
okay.
when you're waking up, like
next
I can't
thing,
even
yeah.
tell you, there's a good 15, 20 minutes of just like weird, like
finger
mindless. No, but there's this thing where it's just like
just
kind of
licking
like,
my lips and then doing like right knees. Around the rim, just like the
yes.
pinky around the rim of my butthole a little.
Yes,
right
the
as I
first
wake up.
15 minutes I put a jackrabbit.
Never
in my
going
butt.
Camping with you.
You know.
No, I'm being serious.
It's not exclusively
okay,
where I camp.
There's
Jay.
A good 10, 15 minutes of kind of mindlessly, just kind of touching yourself, you
sure.
know, and like
yeah.
and it's not it's. You're not even.
That's why I
you're
never
not even
fall
trying to like
is
please
it sexual,
yourself.
Or are you just like, what's that?
No, I just think it's a human. I think it's a human thing, yeah. like that we do this thing where we just kind of like touch ourselves.
That's
you know?
Why
like,
I never fall asleep in public because when you wake up, people around you are like weird. And
I know
out.
When you, yeah, when you're sleeping
yeah.
on a bus bench
yeah, and you come
know,
to and
pretty,
start just you know.
As if you need to be asleep to touch yourself in public.
No, I don't need to be. But oh no,
I just pretend to be.
I can get away with it.
Pretend to be. You have like one eye open.
We're just you're really like, dark glasses.
But you're like furiously masturbating with one eye open, and you're like I'm asleep.
Yeah.
I'm asleep. Yeah.
I really you're like the term furiously masturbating.
Yeah.
I never used to understand it, but then
and then you did it.
No, yeah. no, but then I lost my
virginity.
No, shut the fuck up. But then I lost my vibrator, and I have like never gotten off from fingers before, my own or anybody else's. And so, like a couple weeks ago, I was just like so, like I was like in, I felt like I was.
Were you in the bathtub?
No, I wasn't in the bathtub. But it was like, oh, it was like desperate times. And
what
so,
were you wearing?
And it was
how
just
long
like,
had
shut
it,
the fuck up.
But hold on,
but
how
like
long had it
minute,
been since you'd masturbated?
Like,
since you orgasmed?
Probably
sorry.
Like 2-3 weeks.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. I know. It was
so you didn't orgasm in like 2 minutes?
No, it took 40 minutes, and it
holy
wasn't even
moly.
Fun. I was just like angry.
That's like, when
like,
you,
just
that's
doing
like
it
when
wasn't
you
even
it.
Fun. It was like she was like just doing like a SEAL training.
Like a coal worker. Like a coal miner. just like,
it was,
she
it
came
was
up with like coal dust on her face and a helmet. She's like, well, I got her done.
Got the black lung.
Yes.
from the
it was like the definition frustrated master.
40 minutes.
40 minutes.
Yeah. Were you okay, like physically okay afterwards? Like was you
like a Gatorade? It's like an IV.
She had to do like a Pedialyte. Like
that's probably more graphic than it needed to be, but just that, yeah. That
no, no, I get it.
Furiously
yeah.
masturbating.
It's yeah. Wow. That happens when you do coke and try to beat off.
Yeah.
It's
oh just like, God! It's like, don't get me started on that. Jesus Christ! That, you know that's actually what I. Is this okay to talk about?
Yeah, whatever you want. I don't
So I was addicted to cocaine for a few years. In my late 20s when I lived in Hawaii when I was a chef out there, and that was actually this is a full disclosure sort of thing. This is pretty graphic, but. That was one of my favorite things is I would do cocaine and I would go home and I would just masturbate for like
40 minutes.
Fuck no, like fucking hours.
Would you get off?
Yeah, eventually. Like when, like after dawn, yeah. like after I smoked like a half a pack of cigarettes yeah. on my porch at dawn and like.
Did you smoke and
you're
masturbate?
Beating off the whole time, I assume.
No, the masturbation was only interlinked with repeatedly looking out the blinds.
Oh,
hey, I'm not.
Who are you
hey.
Looking for?
Dude, when you. When, oh, I hate to tell you, sister, but when you've done like 6 pencil size lines of cocaine,
yeah,
you look out the blinds a lot.
You're like, the IRS is here and I'm horny.
Yeah, it's just like it's like the shuttle run. You go okay. from wherever you're at to the blinds and yeah. then wherever you're going to the blinds.
Right.
Okay.
Anyway.
That is so specific.
Well, yeah. I mean,
do you have a weird blind fetish now? Not like for blind people.
No, it's just I think it's a paranoia right. thing with okay. drugs.
Yeah. What if you weren't even addicted to coke? You're just addicted to masturbating and looking out the blinds like a weird
of time.
Total mind blow.
But you didn't want to admit it because that's a way weirder.
Oh no! So I got addicted to coke to cover up my yeah. to cover up my addiction to looking out the blinds. I was like,
this will explain everything.
No one will suspect a thing.
That's like an Inception level layers yeah. of your
that's
masturbation.
Like, that's like Interstellar. Yeah, I'm just like Russ, behind a bookshelf,
or blinds, I guess.
Wow. Meta.
Dun,
dun, dun.
Oh wow.
No wonder.
Wow,
the
what
co-host.
A fucking rabbit hole that was.
It happens. That was very okay. quickly. All you kids in your porn now, though. You lucky bastards. Yeah.
I just watch Netflix.
You beat off to Netflix?
Yes. Once Upon a Time, Captain Hook. It's not even sex scenes.
Oh,
it's just,
I think we've had this
we
conversation,
have had this
actually.
It's just him monologuing.
Oh, dude. You talking
I'm
about
fucking serious.
The movie Hook?
No, oh. not with Dustin Hoffman.
That
but that's more
amazing,
fun to imagine.
Yeah.
No, it's the TV show Once Upon a Time. They have like this grungy like rock star, Captain Hook.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh
hey,
yeah, Devin knows what I'm
you,
doing.
You need
he's
to you need
hot.
To get back on right. You need to start writing.
Writing.
Yeah. Writing or
yeah.
writing.
Writing. Writing with a T.
Oh okay. I have. Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. Yep.
Well,
so
I don't know
anyways.
If anybody knows anything. Yeah, but Jay has written 1,000-page.
500 pages so far.
It's.
Double space
of
that?
No. Yeah.
What's it? Yeah, double
space.
Double space, four inch margin.
Yeah.
Margins.
Well, barely even a book then.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of books, let's Tony, give us an update on what's going on with you. You've been in here for. We've talked about the Kiss the Messenger series, the book.
Haven't read. Yeah.
Yeah.
I read it. Screw you, Deez. It was awesome.
I keep.
Jay,
do you have a copy with you?
Yes, we do. We always keep
okay. Well,
copies.
then I want one for you.
We are entrepreneurs. We have we always keep 2 signed and kissed copies with us at all times.
Because when you guys told me that one, didn't you sell another one?
I want Tony to kiss it though.
I
want Tony to kiss it.
See, here's the kicker. You don't know who or what has kissed the book.
No.
With yeah. So the interesting thing is Devin's lip kiss is almost. Identical to my butthole kiss. So it's almost like you roll the dice and it's kind of like a fun thing where
yeah.
like who knows what kiss you got.
I did think her lipstick shade was a little too brown.
Is it a scratch? It's like a scratch and sniff kiss. That's how you know which one it is.
No, you can just tell if there isn't any blood splatters. It's Devin's.
It's Devin's lips.
You need to go to the doctor.
But anyways, yeah, our book is Kiss the Messenger. Yeah, and I don't know. I feel weird talking about it.
Why? I really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I
let's
it
talk about
you.
It.
Yeah. I mean, what did you? Here, let me just give a brief synopsis. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a crime noir book that's based in Spokane. We use a lot of the local locations and even people and characters too. We change the names of people so they can't sue us, but. It's really fun. It's about prostitutes and a vigilante alcoholic and dirty cops, and it's we think it's really fun, and yeah, that's it. Yeah, but
and where can people find it?
At Auntie's Bookstore, at Baby Bar, and at Devin Divine Tony Russell dot
Big Cartel.
Bigcartel.com.
I remember that.
Yeah. It's like the most ridiculous like thesis statement.
How did you end up with that website?
It's because we didn't want to pay the $10 for to do a customized.
Oh, okay.
Thing, so which we will, but it's yeah, so we have a sentence for a website.
Got it.
But anyways, yeah, so that's it, and it's cool. And I actually wanted to ask you what you thought about it.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I wanted to do that off the radio, but I don't know.
Let's do it on. Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, no, it was a really...
This is going to be really disappointing. This is going to be really disappointing. Jess be like, well...
yeah, this shit fucking made it fast.
Terrible. One-star review.
Dude,
no,
they were joking about dicks, and then they went into fucking books.
Go back to... More dicks. More dicks.
Oh, there's a lot of dicks in the book. Don't worry.
So, no, it was really fun.
Likes and dislikes. We don't have to go too
far. One of the things that I really liked about it, you know, being from Spokane, is it feels kind of like taking like this really dark tour of Spokane in a way. Cause because you visit so many places like the Park Inn, Brown's Edition. I think you definitely. What did you call it? Like the rape triad, like the scary area.
Oh, the Bermuda Triangle.
The Bermuda Triangle. Yeah. I love that. And it
that's rape not rape triad.
Triad. That's way better.
Dude,
holy
that
shit!
Is way better.
Edition 3. Edit.
The rape triad.
Wow.
The Bermuda Triangle is a little more subtle. No, so it was really fun, like, being from Spokane, seeing the way that you guys see the city, and then, obviously, you know, I'm lame, so I don't do anything fun or cool. So it was yeah. interesting seeing this, like, the underbelly of Spokane. I liked how you worked in real events in Spokane to the story. The surgeon, for example, who... was murdered on the Monroe Street Bridge, how you, like, tied that in with the Russian Mafia. I thought that was great. Yeah, just a really fun read. Your characters were dynamic. Maul, like, you know, he's obviously this rundown dude who's had kind of, like, a horrible upbringing, but he actually seems, like, deep down, he's got a heart of gold. So.
Yeah, he's, like, one of those, yeah, sort of.
Yeah, like, really, like,
yeah,
good
kind
women.
Of almost, like, cliche, but, like, the, just the... You know, like the hard ass with a heart of gold sort of thing.
Yeah. No, they were really fun characters, and I like how you came at it from several different characters' point of views.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. It was a fun read. It was, you know, I read the whole thing in I think like one day.
Yeah.
So it kept you going. It was really intriguing, and I'm excited for more.
Well, sweet. Well, we'll have to put you as a character in one of the books.
Don't make me one of your prostitutes. Fuck,
why
that's absolutely...
My mom's one of them, and she...
is she Mama?
No, okay. My mom's name's Maria, so I just... It's kind of funny because we... Sorry. Mm-hmm. We kind of... you know, we just take from our whole lives, you mm-hmm. know, and then just put, you know, make characters up, and then it's interesting because mm-hmm. people get mad about mm-hmm. it, too, like, in weird ways, like... We, Devin, who co-wrote the book, was at Mootsie's and was talking to the owner, or one of the owners, yeah, one of the bartenders, and she's like talking about the book, and he goes, oh yeah, that book where you say this place smells like old men and piss.
I mean, you're not wrong, but
yeah, that's what I know, and then that's what I said too. I was like, first of all, it's a fictional story, my friend, But second of all, this place smells like old people and piss. Yeah.
People shouldn't get offended.
But it was funny. She was like, yeah, but it was kind of like almost like an accolade, too. Like, you know, it was like, wow, people heard about the book and like the story and stuff. And like, you know, things are going to ruffle feathers, especially if you're talking about actual places, you know. So and we had like a long conversation about that. It's like, do we do it? Like, because then like, if this actually does take off, like, what kind of legal stuff do we get tangled up in?
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're changing character names, you know, as far as like describing, landmarks and whatnot, I think you should be fine.
Well, we looked up the legal stuff, and it was basically the only thing that was illegal was if someone was a public figure and we like defamed them, sort of, right?
What about because I know in the story you talk about the pink Victorian style house in Brown's edition, you have it as a brothel in the book. Would the owner potentially be upset about that? Maybe?
Oh no, I think that's a whimsical idea, and it could be any of those houses in that area.
You have to be pretty specific. I think you have to more specific. You know, I mean, you can't. I guess so. If like someone painted their house pink in Brown's edition, then they're like, "Well, that's my house now," and you're talking about my.
And I think we purposely didn't get specific because that's probably of that. Good idea. Yeah, and it's just like you got. I don't know, like, it's just kind of interesting because when we started this, it was like we wanted to just write something and like be fun.
Yeah.
And then we were like, oh shoot, now we have a book. And then we published it, and then like, oh shoot, now we have more. And like, now we have like a responsibility to like to everybody too, in like a weird way, you know, cuz like
you do, cuz I like want to know what happens.
Yeah, and also you don't want to like make anyone look bad too, but you also want to be true to yourself and true to your story, you know. And like I feel like I want to write whatever the hell I want to write.
Do you have an outline for where you see the story going?
Yeah, we have an outline of the whole five thing.
Nice,
the whole five books. But anyways, yeah. So,
I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much,
everyone in Spokane. Everyone everywhere. Drive to Spokane and go to Auntie's Bookstore, or go to Devin and Tony dot Tony Russell dot Devin Devine dot Tony. Tell me to me one more time.
Boner Gobbler.
Hey, if you do make a character inspired by me, can it be a transsexual, a broad-shouldered transsexual named Jay who knows too much?
Well, we kind of already have one of those, but we can add another one for sure.
Can they wrestle?
Dang, we got serious for a second. Sorry.
No, that's great. Everyone know, go check out the book. Follow him on Kiss the Messenger at Facebook. Just look up Kiss the Messenger, and you can get all the updates where to find the book. And also follow him on Facebook and see what's going on. Tony's got a lot going on. The drag show coming up at Stray.
Mm-hmm. I'll be reading children's books at Storytime with Pajamas at the Spark Center to Children.
I thought you were going to say the drag show.
Whoa.
That's a weird show.
Tony, that was like the weirdest transition.
It was super weird.
I didn't catch that.
It was just the next thing on my checklist.
Drag show, I'll be reading children's stories there.
In my pajamas.
But here's the thing, that should be okay.
That actually seems like a real thing that could happen at Stray, though. That seems like I feel like that'd be a great thing. Like, people would come to that show.
Dude, how educational.
That can you imagine? Should be really fun, yeah.
Call it the Loss of Innocence show.
Wow.
You would get like the
really
readers.
Really intimidating. Yeah. You just like daunting title.
Get the readers really, really drunk and have them read classic children's stories. Oh, that would be fun. God. It would be like drunk history, but like children's version.
That sounds like a good show, actually.
Let's get that
like
going.
The Big Dipper is looking for a comedy show.
There we go.
So.
Big Dipper, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, Big Dipper maybe getting a comedy show. So I mean, follow Tony, follow Kiss the Messenger, get all that and get all the updates.
Yeah,
what else? Is there anything else on the you got coming up?
Oh, me? Yeah. I mean, there's the Inbox show with Jonathan and Sergey that I'm working on with Devin, writing. You're, and you are too, and hopefully everybody here is. There's a drag pageant that's in September.
Tony, do you ever participate in those?
What?
The drag shows.
I don't.
That was quite the pause.
Hold on.
This was huge. I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down.
Yeah, people. This
blow
is, this,
in quotes.
that's like a really simple answer. It's like, oh.
Yeah, I like. I like drag. I got second in the best chess contest in
best chess in the West
at Dempsey. Nice. R.I.P.
I wanted to make sure that wasn't another weird transition, and you like honestly won a chess competition.
No, I didn't win it. I got second.
Do you have a trophy?
What other body parts can you win a competition for?
Micro penis of the year.
They put a cute little bow tie
that's like,
on your
that's
micro
like the saddest that's like the saddest magazine ever. Oh, like Micro Penis Weekly.
it's like a bunch of Asian guys playing chess naked.
That's so sad.
Oh, man.
Oh, sorry.
What was the Ric Flair part? The Ric Flair.
Oh, my Ric Flair. Yeah, my boobs, my chest has resorted to Ric Flair status. So basically deflated beef jerky.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Happens when you get older. You're going to the gym
I'm
again,
I'm in
though.
My early 20s.
Life's been hard.
Anyways,
been
that's
hard.
It, yeah. Oh, also, I just want to... Here's the one thing. If we're talking about books, I'm just a weirdo. There's this book. There's this author called Lydia Yuknovich. And if you're out there and you like reading books, this is a pretty gnarly book. It's kind of in the sense of wild... Or what else? Yeah, it's just a really amazing.
He's talking to his publicist.
Sorry.
Is she a local author?
No, she's from Portland. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to let people know about her. It's she's amazing.
Shout out to Yulia Yankunovich.
Yeah.
That was not her name, I don't think at all.
Yulia Yankunovich.
So go read Weird Al's book, Al Yankovic. I wrote a book.
You ever had borscht?
Oh man. Okay.
Sorry, that was weird.
No. So yeah, check out all Tony's doing. Him and Devin. Next book coming out soon. Check it out. And yeah. There you go, guys. All right, we are going to get the news in a little bit here, but I brought a little game for us to play today.
Whee!
You guys feel like playing games?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. There it is. Okay. And I think we're going to call it Quotables. I've been too busy to create names and intro music, but we're just going to go. We're just going to call it Quotables for now. So what's the name of the game? Way this game is played is I'm going to give you the crazy celebrity quote and then a list of names, and you will guess who you think it is. Okay?
Okay.
Wait, anybody?
No, he'll give us options.
I'll give you an option, name options, and then you'd pick from those options. Okay? All right. You guys ready?
Let's do it.
Yes, sir.
You guys all look like you know your pop culture.
Is that like a millennial slam?
Yeah.
Is that like a cherry?
Yeah. The first quote. I actually don't like thinking. I think people think I like to think a lot. And I don't. I don't like to think.
Donald Trump.
God, that's too easy. Yeah.
I know.
Is it Brad Pitt? Kanye West?
Kanye West.
Or yeah. Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Kanye West. Do we write them down or do we just
No, you
say
can it? Guess. Okay. We'll just go around and guess.
And you can give your reasoning for it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That sounds like something Neil deGrasse Tyson would say.
No. But he also said people think I like to think.
Right, which would be an assumption about an astrophysicist.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, he's not known necessarily for thinking.
I could tell. Sorry, you just looked
so
at
wait,
me.
Let
mean.
Me
I don't
get
like
this straight.
Kanye, though, has that like sense of self-grandeur, though, which makes me think that maybe...
Just complete idiot.
Yeah, he's super idiot. Idiot, but he's he like, thinks that people...
He's like the black Donald Trump.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Like, they literally should
he's
be friends,
black?
In my opinion.
I
Kanye?
Like to think
a little bit.
I like to think Donald Trump is the white Kanye West.
Yeah, either
there
way.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like the white old racist. Because
he's a shitty rapper, West. Too.
Early Kanye West, come on.
I will take his first album and half of his second one.
I actually agree with that
too.
Perfectly. Yeah.
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 Me too, yeah.
And after that, I don't want any of it.
I'm going to vote too. Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt?
Yeah, Brad Pitt.
Tony?
I'm going to go. What were the options? I'm sorry.
It was Brad Pitt, Kanye West, or Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I actually never knew
his name. Neil deGrasse Tyson, just to be the far, the wild part.
All right.
I already picked that one.
Okay. Well, you guys
well,
can pick.
Well, then
one.
I will pick.
No. So you had Brad
in
Pitt,
lieu of the.
And you guys both had Neil deGrasse Tyson. The answer was Kanye West.
Shit! God damn it! My
God
rationale
damn
was good.
Stuck with my.
It's too obvious.
I think we all wanted to say Kanye, but we didn't want to.
We all
that
double,
red
yeah,
hairy.
We all like double.
That red
out,
hairy.
So
yeah,
yeah Kanye
you
West. I never assumed that you liked thinking, bro.
<I know. laughs>
Right. That was the. That was his. That was his words.
Okay.
Okay. Next.
No one.
No one got that. No
zero
score on
points.
That one. All right. The next quote. Now I can say that I still haven't had an abortion, but I wish I had.
Oh my God. Deesa's mom.
No, she's had an abortion. Way to bring it up.
Now I feel bad.
Was it Lena Dunham, Amy Schumer, or Melania Trump?
They're the same thing.
No. Who's the first one?
Yeah, Lena Dunham, she created that show Girls, I think.
Oh, God.
Oh yeah.
Where she always has to like show her like weird little volcano boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, everywhere like at
that's
any...
so descriptive. I haven't seen her volcano boobs, but no.
What
well,
do you
guys imagine?
Straight up titties out on the show or what?
Yeah.
Oh, she any chance given, she'll show her like
can we Google her? I don't know who it is.
I think we should probably
you don't, Lena Dunham, she's like yeah, she's like a big time.
You guys are all like, duh, dude, she did Girls.
I know of the
I never
TV show
Girls.
I have seen a couple episodes, but I don't know which character that is.
Oh no, Devin's.
Was she the one
herself.
In Get Out?
Ugh, I don't
no.
think so.
Was Get Out good?
I loved it.
Get Out? I thought it was a piece of shit.
What?
I liked it. Fucking pretentious bullshit.
It was good.
It was so pretentious. It was so fucking like,
I haven't
God.
Seen it. I don't even know
anything.
I
was angry
about it
during
other
the movie.
You were angry?
I was angry during
I don't know
the movie.
Anything
it's
about it other
such...
than the trailer. So.
Oh, is that movie about...
where the black guy's crying.
About
and then...
pandering to fucking bullshit? Yes, that's what it was about.
Right. It was kind of like the Stepford Wives, but with black people.
It was
bit.
So on the nose when like you get they get there to the white family and they're like talking about the deer. All those deer overpopulating and they're everywhere. You can't go without those deer. They're
so
such
they
a pain
did.
In the ass. You're like, we get it. The deer are black people. Fuck, dude.
God.
He's like, I got a black mold problem in my basement. Got it. You don't like black people.
So it's like a weird
holy
like
shit.
A bunch of like analogies to like like
it
how
was,
white like weird white people feel about
it
black
dealt with
people
racism
in the
a lot.
I
yeah.
don't
I liked it.
Fake racism.
It was it's like, hey, all white people are terrible. You're fucking terrible. It's like no, they're not.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Deez, if we can get actually real for a second,
yeah.
You and I are multicultural.
Yes.
You're Mexican American. I'm Spanish Korean American or whatever.
Yes.
We're both first generation or you're second generation.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I feel like we have like a different perspective on these kind of. You know, commentaries on society, American society,
right.
You know, with like black and stuff, black issues, because like we both grew up in Southern California also. So like we have that, like we know we have that like Mexican American sort of influence too.
Yeah.
But the black American plight, I guess, is what you say it is, still very fascinating. And but I think it's just hard to articulate when you're mixed culture to not identify, but to like, do we make fun of it, or do we identify with it, or yeah. do we, you know what I mean?
I think Deese had brought up one time to me that he kind of felt like we're in like the sweet spot for like racial relations, like people that are in our age demographic, because mm-hmm. Like we kind of like aren't racist, like people that are older than us, and like we kind of like don't take it too far, like people that
yeah,
are younger
like
than
we
us,
can
like,
make fun of
like,
it,
exactly.
but like
yeah.
we can yeah
yeah people older than our generation are like grew up like. Kind of probably more racist or like
well,
divisions.
California is different though. You have to
it
understand
is.
That.
But,
yeah,
but
because it's a very like mixed Mexican thing.
But people younger than us are overly sensitive to race, and they create more energy around it, and
oh,
it,
well,
becomes,
here's the thing.
It becomes
here's,
an issue.
Here's the
they
thing.
Want to hear. Well, like,
oh, sorry.
So, real quickly, I talked to a bunch of friends because we had some conversation on the show months ago, maybe close to a year ago almost even. No, it hasn't been that long because Travis was on the show at the time. But I remember I talked to a bunch of black friends and stuff I have that live in the South where everyone thinks it's super racist. I'm like, hey, what's life like down there? Just tell me, like, what's the climate down there? And they're like, it's fucking fine. Like, there's no, like, I mean, there's like no real problems. Like, you don't walk, like, we don't have race issues. But in fucking hipster white Portland, where everyone's fucking white and liberal and fucking dumb, they think it's a big issue and have to put this energy around it. And all of a sudden, now they're creating racial divisions.
Well,
they're creating a race problem.
That's my whole point.
I agree
is
with that 100%.
People need to stop being offended for other people.
Totally. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I'm
being
sorry.
Being offended for other people?
I hate to say. I mean, no. I mean, yeah. Stop being. Let someone be offended on their own,
right?
You know, and then I'll back you up.
You're basically
if it's wrong, I'll back you up. But like
you're basically not.
Don't start an issue for someone
right.
else.
You're telling that group they're not smart enough to or good enough to.
Are you saying that white people started Black Lives Matter? I don't.
That is a far.
Well,
yeah,
no.
That's
okay.
A jump.
That's a lofty.
Yeah,
no. Okay, but
there
but if we're talking about like white liberals jumping behind a cause, like the main race cause right now, fuck this game, I guess. But the main.
Oh, this is a game.
Oh shit. The main, the you know, race game. Cause currently is Black Lives Matter, which I think was started by Black people who are feeling disenfranchised and traumatized by the police force, who we have seen there.
It has evolved.
Yeah. And so, like, as a white person, no, I've never been the victim of police brutality or, you know, that kind of stereotyping. But does that mean that I shouldn't give a shit about it just because it doesn't affect me?
Why on earth?
No, it doesn't mean
don't give a shit about it.
Because you were saying, why should we be getting offended for other people? If I see racism, even if it doesn't affect me personally, should I not be offended by that? Should I not be concerned about that?
I don't know if offended
no,
is
like,
what
no,
you
no,
should
hey,
be.
No.
But
I guess offended isn't the right word. But I'm
take that. Yeah, no.
I'm
but,
saying
yeah,
just
appreciate it.
If something you don't need to be impacted by something personally to give a shit about it and to be
but
active
I guess,
for it.
I guess I appreciate that. I guess my point is that. There's people that look for something to get to.
Yeah, that's
true. I want to get mad. I want to get fucking mad about
well,
something. Oh my God, what is it? Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's like that fucking. Okay, here's why.
It's
I
like,
hate,
dude, you want to get mad about something? Get mad about your own life. We're all fucking mm-hmm. poor, dude.
Right, exactly, Tony Russell. Thank
fucking,
you, bro.
Come on.
Here's the message
Let's get mad
I
about
hate.
Poor people. Yeah,
the message I hate is this beating of this drum of, hey, this race or this person or this style
I am
of person.
So You're, sick like, I'm not even white and I'm so well, sick of people saying white people
well not
I
even,
cannot
well,
even if I even hear or see that I it, it's an automatic turnoff
I just
I,
don't like
and I it's I'm sorry it's just it's so hypocritical
totally
no but it, but the this like there's this constant beating of a of the drum of like this group of people You're fucked from birth and you're going to be fucked. Like Elizabeth Warren does this all the time. She starts talking about different groups of people like you are, you know, you're born in this class and it's your shit on blah 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 blah, and like it's all this stuff, this like negative like energy towards those people and what's happening, and you're like, what do you think you're going to feel like when you get out of bed every morning? You feel like you have to run serpentine to your fucking car because you think you have a target on your back. It's like, you know, like that's not a real thing. Like, yeah, some people are born better off than other people. Some people are born with a fucking big dick. Some people are born with we have to level the playing field. You can never level the playing field 100%. It's fucking impossible.
I had a conversation with someone a couple months ago that said they believe in affirmative action, and I'm a socialist, progressive, feminist, liberal, and I couldn't even look at her in the face when she said that. I was like, that's fucking racist.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want everything good for everybody.
Right.
But that's bad.
No,
and I don't
want
to. No, and it's like, and I didn't even know what to say because she was an educated, you know, progressive woman. And I just, and I respected her. And I just, like, I didn't even know what to say. I was like, I hate to tell you, that's racist.
Well, let's put it this way. In, like, in LA,
where you're from.
Yeah. If you want to be a fireman. Okay. It doesn't matter if you are a white male. It doesn't matter if you are the most qualified to be a fireman. You will sit for probably, they tell you, as a, if you're a white
months,
male, years until you can even test. But if you can, like, but if you are female and like Hispanic, you'll do it the next day. Now,
you know what's crazy though?
I'm not shitting on a female Hispanic that wants to be a firefighter. I just want the people who are most qualified. And if that's mostly white men, they're like, why don't we have more black people? Well, maybe they don't fucking want to do it. Like, I want a Jewish roofer. Like, I want more Jewish roofers. That's what I need. More Jews roofing houses. And I won't stop. Maybe they're not fucking attracted to that work. You know, it's all Mexican day laborers that are doing a fucking roof. Is that racist? No, it's just a real fucking thing. Okay. It's just the reality.
Let's look at like the demographic though of like Fortune 500 CEOs. They're predominantly white and male.
Right.
I don't think there's any other.
There are a couple women.
Oh, there are. Okay.
There might be a few.
There's, there's hella women CEOs, honestly.
I'm talking like Fortune 500. I think there are four.
Yeah, mostly Fortune 500 is what I'm talking about.
I think
like
they have
hella,
like
four. Fucking Pepsi.
Look it up. You're the freaking.
But what I'm saying is, it's getting better. Each generation gets better. And no, the playing field will never be 100% level. But I do think
what
that
is
we should
better,
be
though? Like, that's a very interesting like concept. Like, better means like there needs to be an equal
No, I think, and
like, you know, like there needs to be a quarter women. There needs to be a quarter white.
Well,
guys,
you know, it shouldn't.
Whatever.
Here's the thing: equal
does
means
that mean,
equal means to me. It shouldn't because you're never going to have an equal percentage of anything along the ways. But it should mean that we shouldn't discriminate against a group that's able to do it. But I don't think
you want the people to be qualified. What I'm saying is, let's give everyone access to be qualified. Let's make access to education easier for these demographics. So, like, if you do have these...
To raise them up, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, we have not to quote fucking Donald Trump, but there are a lot of crumbling urban inner cities that really don't have great educational systems. So these kids going into this, they aren't learning anything. It's going to be difficult for them to get into colleges. Colleges are incredibly expensive. That's why I personally am for universal education.
You know what? Here's one of the things, though. giving people things doesn't do shit. If you give someone a Ferrari on their 18th birthday, by the time they're 19, that Ferrari is going to be beat to hell. If you buy a Ferrari, if you work your ass off and buy a Ferrari and fucking put money into it, you could buy a Hyundai.
That's extreme.
No, but here's what I'm. Listen to my point. Yeah. If you work and earn yourself a used Hyundai Sonata,
You're gonna take better care of it. Yeah.
Because you earned it. If you start giving shit to people, they're not. They don't give a shit. They don't treat it well. To me, it's not. It's not the government. Yes, free healthcare, free education. We should make those things easier and better and more affordable. But also, it's not the government's job to make sure your life is perfect.
Well, here's the thing.
It starts with family and education. And the families need to get their shit together. And I'm sorry. I'm not even sorry. It's just a reality. When it comes down to family and education, blacks and Latinos suck at it.
Why do you think they suck at it?
I don't think so.
They don't keep... Okay, how many single... How many single, black or Latin moms are there? Dads missing. Why?
Probably because of shitty health care?
This is a whole other episode.
Where do most, like, minority families live in the major big cities? Mm-hmm. In my opinion, the United States government was shipping crack cocaine into those neighborhoods and basically like letting those urban centers.
I'm ready. So it's like, let me pop my collar.
Like I feel like there's a time in America like where black people and white people like relatively got along. Like it might not have been perfectly intermixed.
What are you talking about? We're all getting along.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's everybody else that's dividing.
Well, that's
us.
What I'm saying. Like in the 20s and stuff like
that.
It's
a socioeconomic issue.
I totally agree.
It's not about our color. I hate to break it to any of you out there. It's about how much money you make.
Well, that's
if
right.
You're both poor. I hate to tell you, you're going to be buddies.
Yeah. But can you not deny that?
I've seen the little rascals. All right?
It's trivial, but it's true.
No. You're right. The lower class is predominantly low income.
It's about how you relate to other people, though, too. Like, if you're middle class and there's a Mexican person that's middle class that lives next door to you, you're going to relate to each other because you buy the same kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah, you have
that's
the same
fair.
Experience.
That's fair.
So... it goes that far.
Well, about socioeconomics, I'm like super against the government, and everybody wants free healthcare and free education.
Oh, I gotta go.
And I think that's like not that necessarily as good of an idea as if education and healthcare was just affordable for people. Like
right.
People,
it like should be more affordable.
If people could like work and like make an income that allowed them to pay for their children to go to school, that's way better than the government stealing
our country's
their money.
Too big.
But I would rather my taxpayer dollars, instead of going towards $54 more billion dollars towards the military, I'm okay with paying for people's education, because I think an educated society is better than a militarized society.
I wrote numerous papers on that in college about diverting money from our, from.
Yeah, I'm not saying we have to like all pay 50% in taxes.
We pay 60% of our taxes go to freaking
military. So I'm saying let's shuffle around
10% of that.
Yeah, no, it's fucking 10%
of that would. No one would even have to work.
If you look at our budget, it's like 2% of our budget includes like
it's a good 4 or 5%. But
okay, so was it Lena Dunham? Amy,
we got crazy. You're gonna have to cut all that out.
No, that's fine. Yeah. No.
Oops.
No, it's fine. Oh, come on. Why are you giving it?
Lena Dunham.
I pick Lena Dunham.
Lena Dunham.
All right, we're moving on. No, no, Tony, we're playing a game. You got to play. Okay.
My ears are sweaty.
So the next quote.
Do you have the pictures of the people who are the right ones? Because I'm seeing pictures of people.
Oh, that's okay. That's a different quote. We're not reading that one.
Okay.
Thanks, though. Thank you for being honest about that. Yeah. Not trying to cheat.
I don't want to cheat.
Next one. I don't know if you've ever read the Kurt Vonnegut short story where everybody has to take these pills to make your private parts feel like wet sponges, and then nobody can have sex and no one can procreate. And so by the time I'm older and I'm like, I think I want to be a mother, they're like, you can't. Your private parts feel like a sponge. Was it Tina Fey, Louis C.K., or Jennifer Lawrence?
Well, I don't know why Louis C.K. wants to be a mother. Tina Fey or what was the third one?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Tony?
What were they again?
God damn it.
Tina Fey. Louis C.K.
Tina Fey.
Yeah, I'm going to say Tina Fey too.
No. I don't want to pick what he picked.
You can pick whatever you want.
No, you can't.
No, pick whatever you want. You guys can pick the same one.
The other option was Louis C.K.
Tina Fey.
Okay.
And it was, who'd you say?
I said it was the first one, Jennifer Lawrence.
It was Jennifer Lawrence. Boom. Jay's on the board.
Are you effing kidding me?
Yeah, you guys.
I don't ever lose to a woman.
You're about to.
Okay.
Feminism.
Next quote.
I'm going to go watch Hell and High Water. Hell or High Water, sorry.
When your little baby cops you the Bentley truck and hides your Ferrari, guess I can't be mad. Is it Tyga, Jay-Z, or Andy Samberg?
Tyga.
Andy Samberg.
Jay-Z.
And the point goes to Tony.
Tony
it was
motherfucking Tyga. Russell.
Tyga.
Son.
Somebody follows.
Boom! Someone follows
him on Twitter.
Someone's creepy and watches rap music all the time.
Yep.
All right.
I work out to rap music videos at home.
I do too. Well, I'm rap Pandora anyway.
I mean, like Justin Bieber. Right?
Ew.
I'm joking. Kinda.
Next quote.
That Luda dropping baby was pretty. Wild, bro.
Is it too late to say sorry?
Boo.
Because I'm missing more than your body. It's too late to say sorry.
All right. Next quote. That's the problem. You let someone lick your ass, and look what happens. Don't let anyone lick your ass.
J. Mitz.
Without hesitation.
Is it?
I'm saying J. Mitz, too.
I hate you guys.
Is it?
J. Mitz.
It's J. Mitz. Is it Leah Remini, Kevin Hart, or Miley Cyrus?
Kevin Hart, guaranteed.
What was the first one?
Leah Remini.
What's she in?
Scientology. she was the wife on King of Queens. She was on the
that bitchy like New Jersey girl.
Yeah. Wait, she was on the fourth summer season of Saved by the Bell, where they go to the where they work at the club for the summer.
She needs to fall into like a giant grinder.
Well, considering that is such a random celebrity, I'm gonna go with her.
Okay.
Dude, that's crazy. I thought Leah Dunham was that chick.
We still don't
Leah
know who
Dunham
that is.
From Girls. Jay or Tras, who do you got?
Beef and Cheddars.
Miley Cyrus.
And the answer is Leah Remini. Jay gets the point.
Oh, deuces.
Bitch.
Yep. Oh, my God.
All right.
So hostile in here.
Next quote. Your horse face ass woke up on the wrong side of the stable and decided to go overboard with your fuck boy comments.
Oh, fuck boy, that's
what?
A young person.
Is it Daniel Tosh, Black China, or Farrah Abraham?
Black China? What the hell does that mean? What is Black China?
I think
did you follow
she,
Tyga? That's
is
her,
that like
yeah.
is
without me be another Black man in Africa?
Is Black China a singer or what? How, why
I
is she famous?
I think it's a UFC thing.
Okay. I'm just gonna
is
go.
Is Black China a singer?
I don't know. I know of Black China, but not why she's. It might be like the Kardashian. Like they're just famous because
well,
they're
famous. Well, she's. I think she's. I don't know why I know this. I think she's dating a Kardashian.
Because like of Monica. Rob.
Yeah, she's dating like or like her and one of the Kardashians. Have
I'm
kind of
scared.
Okay, I'm gonna go Black
China. You
know
who she is? Who is she?
An American model and known as a video vixen due to her frequent.
Oh, so she sucks dick.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, okay.
Because
she
really
is like a
Kardashian.
Big butt booty. Let's get good with it.
Okay. Who is, what are you, Jay? Who do you got?
Black China.
Tony?
I'm going with Black China.
Oh, that's the only name I remember.
Me Black too. Yeah. I have to admit too. That's the only thing I could remember.
Y'all get a point. It is Black
yes,
China.
Yes, Black China, son.
Woo!
Eat it and weep it.
We've got two more.
I also got a point. Fuck you.
Yeah, but still.
All right. As soon as I hear there's a famous penis out there, I am the first person to ravenously devour it online.
Whoa.
Wow.
Is it?
Oh, Devin. Dude, I bet. Devin Devine.
Can I guess?
You can in a second. Oh, it's
your mom.
It is. Uh-huh. Is it Seth MacFarlane? Seth Rogen.
Devour is such a terrible word.
Or Andy Dick.
I like how these are all men.
Andy Dick, for sure.
Who's Andy Dick?
Who's Andy Dick?
Oh, wow, that was it.
Whoa.
There's a lot of.
What's up?
He was on.
Well, you're scary.
Talk radio.
He was on that talk radio, yeah, with Joe Rogan, and
that's probably what you recognize him from.
She can look it up.
Kind of hot. Black China. I'm just looking her up.
Well, Black China.
She looks like Nicki Minaj a little bit. No.
Let's see.
She's a publicity stunt.
No.
No. Okay.
And I like black chicks, but no.
No. Okay.
God, geez. If I have to hear you say another like pro straight comment.
Like, straight
that's
comment.
So like from. So forced.
I like women of
I
color.
Like
I enjoy vaginas.
I like a female in my bed.
I prefer X chromosome. Jay, who'd you say?
Tell me the options one more time.
Seth MacFarlane, Seth Rogen, or Andy Dick.
Seth Rogen.
Tony.
Andy Dick.
Dress.
Just because I love Dick.
Seth MacFarlane.
Jay gets the point. She's good at this game.
I'm
it was Seth Rogen.
God damn. All
right. Jay's going to win no matter what. We're going to do this last one just for fun.
This is for glory.
This is all. This is.
Double or nothing, Jay.
No, this is going to be like last one wins it all.
Okay.
It's like, it's like when your friend's losing a basketball. They're like, okay, this point, next point wins.
Everyone's like putting their clothes on still, but right. but still watching.
So stupid.
Okay. Last one. I love my titties being out. It's like one of my things, I guess.
Dude, that's so tight.
It's like one of my things.
You just want to meet this person,
yeah, exactly,
don't you?
Yeah.
Is it Nicki Minaj, Ariel Winters, or Kendall Jenner?
Ooh, we're going to have to Google those last two.
You don't know who Kendall Jenner is? Huh. She was just in that Pepsi commercial that had all the controversy. Did you see that?
No.
It's, oh
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, I got pulled for like
whoa,
right
what?
Away.
Really?
Yeah.
So
I feel like they're like pretty PG and.
It's the ad got pulled.
And by PG,
was,
I mean Pepsi Generation.
Pepsi.
They tried to have like a kind of political ad, but it was this really generic, like protest that didn't have anything actually meaningful to say, just like peace signs and like join the conversation.
Peace
and
signs.
So Kendall Jenner is like having a photo shoot, and then she sees the protest, and she's like, "Oh, I have to be a part of this." Pulls off her wig, wipes off her super dark lipstick. No smears. That doesn't make any sense. And then she's like walking through the crowd of this like just beautiful multicultural millennials. Nobody's ugly. Nobody's old. It's just like, I don't buy this at all. Everybody's fucking gorgeous. It's like the CW. So then she goes up to the police officers and there's like this feeling of tension in the air, but she offers the policeman a Pepsi and then everybody starts cheering.
No.
And they're like, race relations are solved, thanks.
Oh,
Pepsi.
No. God, that's terrible.
It's really,
we should try that.
It's super tone deaf. Actually though, at the last protest I went to, there was a guy handing out Pepsi. And
no
it did
way.
It did make us all feel better.
There was
Pepsi is good out of the can.
There was some guy at Berkeley, because they were protesting like fucking free speech there.
Uh-huh.
Fucking assholes.
Tight, thanks guys.
Like, hey, as long as it's our opinion, you can come here and say it. If it's not our opinion, then we don't believe in free speech.
You can get out.
But the yeah, exactly. Fucking the irony. Yep. But he was filming like the protesters and like the like their interactions with the police and stuff, and he was just holding a Coke can, like a Pepsi can, out in front of his camera. it was kind of great.
How sad.
I love
yeah.
it.
And that's kind of lame on Pepsi's part, because Coke already solved race relations in the 70s with their commercial. I don't know, you guys probably didn't
Coke's
see it.
Coke's way better.
Because you guys weren't alive in the 70s, but
that's also
hey, Coca-Cola, if you're listening.
I will step shamelessly.
Yeah, to cook you the shit.
Promote
man.
Your product.
Listen, they had Bill Cosby.
Globalism.
Doing
dude, I'll
coke
do.
Too.
I'll stand on the slack line, drinking a Coke for as long as I can.
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. Tony.
Die.
Okay.
You just threatening him now?
I mean, Nicki Minaj? That's a him?
No, no. Nicki Minaj, Ariel Winters, or Kendall Jenner?
Can we Google Ariel Winters?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
She
is a girl
you.
That's too young to tell say that she's hot, but she's hot.
I got a soft spot for
she's
Nick.
The youngest daughter on
Game of Thrones?
Modern Family.
No.
Oh. I have a soft spot for Nicki Minaj. Even though she doesn't write her own stuff.
Turn it around so I can see these.
I'm going to put it on the screen.
Oh, okay.
Audie, she looks like the Cash Me Outside girl in that picture.
Cash Me Outside.
Yeah.
Let me find a decent pic of her. There's a bikini pic. That's a good one.
Yeah. How old is
she's
this girl?
Wait, bikini
pic? Oh, okay. I thought you were talking. When you said she's like too old for it to be appropriate, I thought you meant like 12.
No, she's like, she's probably 18 now.
I can't even see that.
Dude, she's hella hot.
No, she's not.
She's.
Oh, I mean, you're close to the TV, too.
She's hot.
There's too much boob going on.
That's not a real thing.
Oh, my God.
She's got like 6 inches of cleavage.
She actually had a breast reduction.
Her tits are too nice.
You need
at least 20% body fat to mess with me.
Look at that. She's hot. Yeah.
25, 26.
She got
flat girls.
Why?
A cup today.
Oh, wait, right there. Yeah.
What the fuck?
That one. I don't know what that is. That's in there.
It's just in Jesus.
It's symmetrical.
You know, the algorithms with my Google searches may be a little off.
Oh, my God.
Because, but yeah. Anyway.
So you typed in a formula.
No, pass. Nicki Minaj. Minaj. However you say
that's
it.
Yeah. Me too. Even though she doesn't write her own music. Yeah.
I feel like all three of those girls said it when they're hanging out together.
That's probably true.
It was actually Kendall Jenner. Somebody give Traz one point on that one. But Jay, the big winner.
See, I said Nicki Minaj because if you Google Nicki Minaj, there are tons of times where her titty is just out. Yeah. Like she'll do
cares?
Dresses.
But who cares?
No, I know,
care.
But
her boobs don't look good.
I think that's really fashion forward. She's super progressive.
I don't think fake boobs look good. I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean, I hate to say it. Like there is a minimal. I'd say there's a good 3% of fake boobs that I look at that look good to me.
To me,
but that's my opinion.
Like the really obnoxious giant ones, I don't think those look good.
No,
I don't.
But I think fake boobs look good. They just don't feel good. It's really disappointing.
I just think they're very. It's very obvious no matter what, and it's kind of like it's very unnatural.
What does it feel like?
It's just like a ridiculously hard. So like regular boobs, like even
a
like
boob
even
is
like
a
nice A cup, like you can just grab onto
it
and like suck on it, and it's just like cozy. You can put your face on it.
Yeah, we don't suck on it. God, Jesus
but,
Christ. That's one of the fucking. Well, you know, you could like suck on it and shit. You know,
well, you can.
Yeah,
you can.
Totally can. Yeah,
yeah.
Like,
you
how,
people like that.
You can put it in a blender and then mix it up with cilantro and then make a chimichurri. Put it on steak and then suck on it.
Avocado. We're talking about avocado now.
Okay.
So, but it's super hard.
But yeah, it's just like really, it's like when you get it, like you see them like in their clothes and you're like, boom, what's up, girl? And then you bust them out and they're just like are perfectly like laser beams right in front of you.
Wait, but hold on. How often are you saying, boom, what's up, girl?
Kind of more than I should probably.
If somebody said to me, boom, what's up,
girl,
I'm definitely not taking off my shirt.
You're like,
boom,
like,
what's up, girl? Might be the last thing you.
No,
might
I'm putting
say
sweaters on at that point.
Boom, what's up, girl? Definitely comes out of the mouth of a guy with like a backwards Limp Bizkit visor on.
Oh like, no! Oh god!
So Trez.
I don't care what you guys say. That shit's worked in real life. So
no,
his sweatsuit going on.
Yeah. The worst is when you're with a girl who has fake boobs and she's like, she got one like too early in the game, but like before
her boobs were even bad.
No, but like before like they were good at making fake boobs, and they're just like, you know, one's like the Leaning Tower of Pizza. It's like way off, and then one's just like staring you straight in the eye. And the you know, it's
they're
like look,
they're like made out of something that like isn't legal anymore.
Right. Like, you have to get it tested once a year.
Yeah, they're like, yeah. They're like, well, it's leaking and I have cancer now. So I have to get them removed.
Yeah.
Deez, I just feel like you're sleeping with like 60 year old prostitutes, is what I'm hearing.
Not 60.
50. 70.
Well, they don't divulge
yeah,
that.
Keep going. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't ask
Deez
a lot of questions.
Deez doesn't ask, they don't tell.
Right. That's not a lot of questions asked. Just
yeah,
money
just,
exchanged.
Just a 20 and a.
20.
Yep.
I'm not rich.
I'm sorry. A 5 on the dresser, yeah. in quarters.
Right. Just a roll of quarters.
A roll of quarters.
I have to break it in half. I do that move where you take the roll of quarters, you
and
pound
you
it on the side of the desk.
We've all done it.
You know, split them out.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. They charge me tax, so I got to break out the, you know, some change. Figure 8.8% on $5. It's a service fee. Services are taxable in Washington State, so, you know.
And then you barter, too, and, like, put, like, some, like, socks that you got from Ross.
Right.
Or, like, that you haven't used yet.
I try and put some
transfer.
Canadian coins down. Like, hey!
And she's like, hey!
She's
yeah,
right. quick.
Yeah, I know
what's
that move.
What's this old move?
It's so much cheaper to just masturbate while looking out the blinds.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's another episode altogether.
Yeah.
Okay.
Masturbation's different than sex.
Yes, it is. That is true. Masturbation is different than sex. Well, yeah. I mean, it is.
I wouldn't.
No.
Have you ever got pregnant from masturbating?
You're not doing it right.
Well, I'm like body bag bees.
Pregnant.
He's like,
that.
Crazy pregnancy mix-ups? That's crazy.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. That's really all
good. Right.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay. I need to
okay,
shoot,
how
my,
did we
shoot
get
myself
there?
Tonight.
So do you guys tip prostitutes?
No.
No?
By a rule,
wow.
I don't.
Yeah.
But...
You tip it's like etiquette. Like
yeah.
Wait, like
it's kind of it's a cultural
it
thing.
It should be called like this is like shameful etiquette with Trez Swarta.
That should be your spin-off series.
Yeah, he just like
do you
yeah.
tip prostitutes?
Yeah, if you guys are all listening, he just woke up from like 30 minutes of sleeping too. He just said like he just popped up and was like, hey, you guys tip prostitutes?
Okay, all right. Jay, you ready to get in the news?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's get into the news.
Time for the consensual news with Jay. She's gonna tell you what's going on in the world today.
Who is that?
Propaganda time, so let's fist bump.
Is that you?
No.
Celebrity in sports and Donald Trump.
That's you.
Jay wants old people gone.
It's just general hate
and this
speech.
This is the end to her new song.
Before we wrote that song, just in like a drunken episode, somehow we just got into like ageism. And
yeah, Jay was hating on the old people. She wanted to
kill
old people. Yeah, we did that song live with Aaron Parks, a fantastic musician town. Actually, I need to have her back on. She's great. Super talented. So, Aaron, if you're listening, thanks. Or all you do. All right. What do you got, Jay?
Okay. So finally, in some good news, the French have done it. They did not elect a crazy nationalist. Emmanuel Macron, I believe is how you pronounce his name, is...
You're so cultured.
Emmanuel Macron. Emmanuel Macron is the new president of France.
Of the Francais. Of Franchi.
I like their fries. So it's awesome because it was, he is just like kind of a pretty neutral candidate. He's more of like a centrist. And he was running against Marie Le Pen, who is like the Donald Trump of France. She's very anti-immigrant. She wanted to roll back and basically do what we did, a Brexit, a Donald Trump. And so France was better, and they elected somebody who's actually more neutral. So there is still yet hope.
And yet they're still going to have no impact on the world. Thanks, France.
That's not true. When I was in the military, the French were there.
They were. There was that one guy. He's making stew.
We met one of them.
No, they were. Yeah, the French are present. It's just that's a cliche.
If it wasn't for the French, there wouldn't be Cinco de Mayo.
What?
Well, yeah. The,
wait, what's the
history
on that?
Mexican people beat up French people. Yeah. And it was on the 5th of May.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Wow, damn.
Beat up French just specifically.
Yeah, yeah. It was like 4 years ago it happened, and they did it.
It was like in the 18th.
Yeah. They're like, where's all the French?
Yeah, it was at a Senior Frogs in Tijuana. Beat the shit out of these
you motherfucker, guys. Man.
There's a whole holiday about it.
You stole my Senior Frogs joke, you bastard. You took the headphones off. Wow. Because I body bagged you.
Oh, my God.
No, but that is what happened. Though. Just so anyone who hasn't read a history book.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad, you know, we just celebrated Cinco de Mayo, so it's really nice to know that it was based on a hate crime.
Did we celebrate it? Did we celebrate?
I did.
Of course you did.
I was home all
night.
What
did you do?
I was home all night.
I just got really drunk on tequila. I had to work, too, but...
You know what? I watched, you know, in a show of unification for all races, I came home. And I ate a mayonnaise sandwich and watched Dave Chappelle.
I'm just imagining mayonnaise between two slices of white bread.
Yeah.
Is that how you were trying to like...
Yeah.
Have you ever had a mayonnaise banana sandwich?
Oh, God.
That sounds like that sounds,
I know it sounds crazy.
That sounds like the worst
It
game.
Sounds crazy, but it's a Southern thing. And I was given... It was given to me
That sounds like
day.
A gay porn move. You ever had the mayonnaise sandwich? Oh. Mayonnaise banana sandwich.
That's so true.
I almost, they had left.
I didn't tell you how it.
My retina.
I didn't tell you how it ended.
Uh-oh. How did it end?
Well, in a gay porn.
Yeah.
But. Oh, okay.
Mayonnaise banana sandwich wedged between two white breads. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
That's
how it goes down. You know what?
Oh, you should tell that one to Freddie Walker. He might use that for his porn story.
Oh, yeah. Good old
yeah.
So,
Jay. Yeah.
Is France going to be fixed?
France? Well, no, it's France. But they're making steps in the right direction. And so at least, you know, we have a new world leader who isn't fucking crazy.
How do you know?
That's a valid point. I don't. But they're not... They're not a far-right nationalist, so that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
In other news...
All right. Go France. Let's.
Boom.
Go
France. Congrats, France.
Wait, No, okay, go ahead.
Okay, Pruitt, the new head of the Environmental Protection Agency, has dismissed half of the scientists who serve on the Science Review Board that play a crucial role in the work that the EPA does. And I think it's really interesting because I was watching an interview with him, and the interviewer asked, he was like, do you believe that CO2 is a major contributor to global warming? And his debate was, he was like, well, there's just still so much disagreement about whether CO2 leads to global warming, and it's just there needs to be more research done and more debates done.
You know,
so his
debates
response,
done.
Wait, that's
yeah.
actually like
what
a,
does the debating have to
that's
do
what
with
he's saying.
The,
he's
with
saying
the
that there's
scientific.
No, listen,
evidence.
Listen. Yeah. We need to pray about it. We need to pray about it and ask Jesus
yeah.
why
yeah.
he.
I get the research, but debating has 0% of scientific
but how are
research.
I think it's interesting that he's saying we need to do more research, but then fires
these psychopaths need to fucking
the
blow
scientists.
Themselves up. I swear to God.
Well, the thing is it is an inconvenient truth, if you will, because, yeah, government environmental regulations does make things
How
more expensive.
How much research needs to be done?
The overwhelming
kind
scientific...
Kind of a lot. Like, if
no,
you want to use,
no.
if you want to use science,
you, it,
we
well,
have an extremely
what?
Limited sample
Here's
size.
Here's the thing. What are we talking about first?
Well,
and then
if we're
we,
talking about climate change, if you... Like, climate change has always existed. That's why
yes,
there's cities underwater, and that's why North America used to be a frozen
and I don't,
ice sheet.
And I don't argue that, but it's cyclical. But the argument is, and this is to make it very simple for everybody,
mm-hmm.
the argument is this expedient.
Like the rate at which it's like increasing.
Yeah,
yeah totally.
Yeah, of,
it's
because,
increasing exponentially.
Yes, this is all going to happen naturally. You know, and like,
so,
if you understand anything about nature, like, this is all going to happen naturally. But the argument is, are we speeding it up because of our actions?
Right.
And that's what everyone's
so
fucking
and so my,
worried
my
about.
Big argument against it is when
against
I...
Against it?
Right. So
what you, against what?
So, like, I don't deny that, like, human beings, like, impact the environment. That's for sure 100%.
Yeah, this shit's all happening. This shit's all going
to
happen
but
no
I do
matter
disagree
what.
With
but
the
we're
scope
speeding.
And, like, what we could do to solve the problem. And so the government wants to be like, yo, we should
well,
have
we
a carbon tax.
We could stop by putting fucking plastic bags in the goddamn fucking ocean.
Funny That's story though that there's actually nations. So we have like a whole plastic island. In
oh
the
my
of
god!
The ocean.
Are you? You're not. You're not.
Well, there's nations
not,
that are.
You're not one of these people.
No, I.
Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah. No, I believe. I believe that humans can impact the environment. But one thing that happened with the government specifically was in like the 80s and 90s. There was a hole in the ozone layer over Australia. And everybody wanted
and
to be like,
Africa.
Yeah, everybody wants to be like, oh, that's from fucking hairspray in the 80s. Like, hair bands ruined the environment. And it's like, okay, that was like a
Why are you bringing shit up from the 80s, man? We're
well,
talking
because,
about right
so,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
so
no,
what I'm
no,
saying
yeah,
is like,
yeah, this is no.
So
that
the,
is,
government,
that's zero
the government said that it was like human beings, like the citizens of the world using like hairspray and Freon
that's
and stuff like that.
30 years ago.
Okay, but that's
right.
No,
before
hold on,
technology
hold on.
And science, man.
Right, so there was technology and science. So during that period of time and before that time, the government was dropping thousands and thousands of nuclear bombs in that exact area where the ozone layer hole is. And so to me, I've got the government being like, you motherfuckers like caused all the problem with hairspray. When on the other hand, I see the government like quite literally detonating like the biggest nuclear bombs in the world, like over this specific area, under the ocean, on top of the ocean, in the
well,
atmosphere.
Well, I cannot speak to how much a nuclear bomb would affect the,
I would
the
guess probably more than a can of hairspray.
But both of those are based on...
Wait, are you talking
very,
Aquanet or Ozzy?
That is a very...
But both of those are human activity. I think
yeah.
we,
right,
we can both
yeah.
agree that this
That's
is
a very
attack.
Extreme.
And so I do agree. I think that corporations
what?
And governments
yes.
are the biggest offenders of any of like this climate
Absolutely.
Change. Like they're the people that are pushing the problem. Like yeah, I didn't fucking spill a million tons of oil in the Gulf of Mexico.
We're not talking about who's to blame. We all know.
Well, because everybody is talking
on,
about. Everybody's
on.
Like Traz, you're to blame, dude.
Hold
you're the motherfucker that drives around a car, even though I don't. They're like Traz, you're the motherfucker that needs a carbon tax. It's like, dude, I didn't fucking shit outside. I didn't ruin nature. Like,
here's the thing, though. But that's a easy way to get out of the responsibility of being a human being on this earth. We all know who's to blame.
Well, that's the thing.
But
we don't know who's to blame.
Yes,
right now,
we do. We
right
of course
now,
we know
I'm
to blame. It's
blamed.
A fucking giant. It's
every
it's,
everyone.
It's,
like,
it's everybody.
Blame.
Yeah, everyone's.
We
to blame.
All have a carbon
well,
footprint.
I think,
some,
I
but
I
so
think
more
the
than
point
others.
Is, I think the
right,
point.
Exactly.
I think the point Traz is making is that that there's if that. That yes, humans are to blame for our actions, but if the nuclear bombs are much greater effect to holes in the ozone layer, and that
well,
wasn't
volcano,
any that isn't,
well, a volcano
but,
is a bigger,
but that wasn't anything we
any.
Voted on, uh-huh. or we like we can use a can of hairspray, but like we didn't drop a nuclear bomb. A very limited amount of people did, but it's that illusion of like. Of that the governments do. It's like the TSA at the airport. They want you to feel safe, but they're not actually doing shit.
See, that's how I feel.
It's,
well,
it's the illusion of like, hey, we're right. They're telling you to like so they have cafe standard, what they call cafe standards in the auto industry, where if yeah, you can have the Challenger Hellcat edition with a 700 horsepower that you know shits out of, you know uses in its 3 miles to the gallon. But that's also why you have to have a Ford Echo piece of shit that gets you 37 miles the gallon because they have a standard that every car company has to adhere mm-hmm. to get
oh, yeah.
an average mileage. Yes. Okay. And that really isn't doing much of an effect. They're just trying to make you feel like, hey, look at what we're doing. To you guys are fixing the problem, but behind the scenes, whoops, they're doing whatever the fuck they still want mm-hmm. to do
right.
and just telling you, like, hey, you need to fix this problem this way, but they're still dropping the atomic bombs, which are having a large—I mean, not specifically, but you know, metaphorically—that are having a much larger scale issue, and not just hole in the ozone layer, but all sorts of things.
Like
that are
plastic
happening.
Island. Yeah. Like, I don't think that was mostly from plastic shopping bags. Like, that was, in my opinion, like the United States government, like, literally used
yeah.
the ocean as like a garbage dump,
oh,
and like
no,
huge
yeah,
corporations.
That's been
yeah.
going on
they're,
forever.
They're dumping
yeah.
like
the main thing,
like more garbage than any human being.
I mean, I remember 20 years ago, they used to they were taking out giant ships, and they would go out in the middle of the ocean,
right?
Yeah.
But that wasn't
just
like
and then sink all this garbage.
But the main thing that I think is important about this article is it deals with the suppression of data. And that's what I think is really scary about this administration, because they are trying to conceal scientific evidence that shows that global warming is occurring so that they can pass their
well,
right.
That,
20
so
years
that they,
old.
That's
yeah,
true.
And that's why, so when you fire half of the scientists that are on the EPA board and when you aren't allowing scientific data to be put out to the masses, it's if they sit down and look at the data, they know that it's happening. Well, but it is financially inconvenient to them.
Who did Obama's administration had like actual like physicists and like doctors
it was
like
a
on the board.
Nuclear
and,
scientist,
yeah, and then Trump elected a guy who was like a substitute junior high science teacher.
They like woke
janitor.
Some guy off the couch.
He doesn't have a man.
He's like, you ready to get up? He's like, yeah.
He
man.
Doesn't have a scientific degree at all, and he doesn't believe in climate change. So
I mean,
we really have to define what climate change
that's
is, because literally
thing,
climate change has always been it's always happened. Like, we literally used to be a frozen ice sheet right where we're sitting right
now.
What it boils down to
is not believing in science.
Yeah.
See, that's what everybody always wants to be like, is they want to turn it into an anti-science debate. And it's like, dude, this guy that you're talking about is calling for debates. And it's like, dude, that's what the scientific method is.
Okay,
is
but if he's calling for debates and more research, like why is he firing scientists?
Because they're bloated bureaucrats,
stupid,
probably. They probably just sit around and jerk off to online porn and get paid millions of dollars.
We need to just wait this out, man. I'm serious. Like,
yeah,
this is bad.
And climate.
Like, we got to just wait this out. Like, it's
I just think it's interesting because, you know, the right apparently gives so much about children, but we're fucking our planet for
once they're
these
outside,
coming generations.
Until they're outside of the womb.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
Once you're outside the womb, you're dead to it.
We really
unless we can use
something.
You in the military.
Until you're 18, you can go into the military.
If the governments of the world that are trying to put a carbon tax on everybody really cared about climate change, like they could release patents that the United States government has stolen since the 1800s. That basically we have gas engines that can go 200 miles an hour, and we've got water engines that. Don't have any
what
emissions.
Do you think is that oil companies who
it
are
is.
Controlling that?
Yeah. So
then we should. Why are we sucking the dick of the corporations now instead of we need more
we
regulations?
Because it's an economic system. It's our whole country is set up on an economic system that if altered. Will collapse our system.
Mm-hmm.
That's the unfortunate reality is we're built in a gilded cage of an economy that fucks us, but we can't change it. Otherwise, we're living in fucking Malaysia.
People say that, but it's
I
like
don't
it's
know.
Only
I
the bankers
it'll just
that
take
get
a,
fucked.
Yeah, it'll
like,
take a
if
lull.
Tony and I have like a car that can get us 200 miles an hour on water. Like, we're doing great. It's like, it's the people at BP. It's the people.
Well, right,
it's,
right.
It's JB
right.
Diamond from JP Morgan Chase that are fucked. And fuck those guys.
Yeah,
it's because they're greedy and they don't give a shit about the future. They give a shit
about their
bank account.
They literally
right now.
Will steal patents.
But
from
what's
event,
so
from
weird, though, is they do
and, like,
give a shit about their future because they have this weird, like, ideology about their lineage, you know, and like their weird, like, rich kids, like, living on and being, like, as weird and, like, as rich and, like, as shitty as they are, you know, and like they can get prostitutes, you know, and like, and they're 80 years old and shit like that.
Yeah. 80-year-old prostitutes.
No, when they're 80.
That's what I meant. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, when they're 80, they
there's
can get prostitutes.
There's only one or two 80-year-old prostitutes in the world. Yeah.
That's what I meant.
I have their only number.
That's what I meant.
I have their direct number.
Okay. All right. Let's see how much time we got. You want to do one more? You got one more? Or you want to call?
If you want to do one more, the last thing I wanted to talk about. Have you guys seen it's a Netflix show called 13 Reasons Why?
I heard about it.
Have you? Okay, Dace, have you heard about it?
No.
So 13 Reasons Why is based on a book, but it's this Netflix show right now. It's about this teenage girl who kills herself, and then she leaves these video, like, cassette tapes, which is pretty retro.
Crazy.
And she gives them to the people, and she says, 13 different people, these are, you're the reason why I killed myself. And it kind of on the tapes. Sorry, it's a little heavy. But there's this huge controversy around it now because people are saying that the show is like kind of romanticizing suicide in a way. Because, you know, people... Okay.
Fucked up.
I don't know.
Trivialize suicide?
Romanticizing.
No, I know, but it should be romanticized. Suicide is the most fucking romantic thing that's ever happened. Killing yourself?
It's not... All right, back up your point.
Romantic doesn't have to be good. You know what I mean? It just, yeah, it's
poetic, I guess.
It's poetic. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it's, and I'm not telling anyone to kill this.
I'm telling some of you to kill yourself.
Well, I mean, I come from a place where I know 13 close friends who have killed themselves. Yeah. Yeah. So that's 13. I'm not talking about 3.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about 5. 13 close friends.
Well, I'm not trying to make a bad joke, but maybe that book's about you.
No, but I'm telling you.
That's so mean.
But romantic doesn't have to be bad.
Well, I think
you can what about if that's a way to honor them?
I think what people are worried about, though, is so parents, they have kids who watch Netflix. So let's say you're a troubled kid, you're getting bullied, and then you watch this and you're like, fuck these kids who are bullying me. I want to punish them and I want them to feel bad. And so, you know, when you're a teenager, you don't always think logically. So then you kill yourself.
It's making them feel like that's okay.
Like that's okay, and that you're
like
going to get
an answer.
Vengeance.
It
reminds me of that dude that killed people on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he broke up with his girlfriend, Tony, and then just like murdered a bunch of people.
No, I know. I think that you shouldn't romanticize.
It's like making people...
I guess in my own opinion, though, and like in my own mind, because of all my friends that have committed suicide, like it's romantic in a weird sense to me.
Because you've had so much personal experience.
I want them to be remembered, I guess.
Yeah.
But not killing people.
I think that's what people are worried about, is that it's like almost encouraging teens to take that route.
Well, there's always going to be a copycat.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's good to like draw attention to the issue, because it's definitely an issue, but you have to do it in a way that it's not inspiring kids to be like, oh, like, fuck my bullies. Yeah. I'm going to get back at them. And
Inspire them to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I like really vibe with what you just said.
It's a good show. Like, you guys should check it out. I really did enjoy it, but like,
just kids are so easily influenced these days, and like they want to emulate so bad, and that it could be dangerous. Yeah. All right. Well.
On that dark note, shall we play another game of Questionables?
All right. Well, we're gonna roll right from that to our last segment we always do, because we want to bring it up a notch. Despite all the things we say and do during this show, we do all love each other, and we want to end the show by saying nice things about each other. So we've been doing this every episode since the start of the year, and people like it. Mm-hmm. So, all right. And as usual, I'll start. Jay, I appreciate your great efforts and everything you put into the show and helping me out with. Thank you for hosting the show last night. Honestly, I had a lot of people tell me how great you did.
Thank you for having me.
I knew you'd do an awesome job. I love when you do comedy. I wish you would do it more often. And I truly appreciate all the work you put in.
Well,
you're very funny. Tony, I appreciate, love having finding a partner in you and be able to work on things, the things we've done together and everything we will do. I love, someone who wants to actually do things and create and has a unique perspective, and I love it. I love the things we've been able to develop together, and I look forward to many, many more. Traz, thank you for... God, I had something good I wanted to say to you. Now I'm spacing.
Rocking that sweatsuit.
No.
Boo-boo.
This music's ridiculous.
God damn it. I had this whole thing I wanted to say, and I fucking totally...
This is like my mom when I graduated from high school.
Hold on. There's something. Come on.
No, I had this whole thing, and I'm like... No, because I wanted to say that your...
I'm watching.
It was I think I say this a lot, but like your ability to bring a like the most actual like scientifically sound and like fact based parts of conversation, like when things come, like it's not just like, this is my opinion. You have like facts to back it up. And I love that when a conversation, you can actually like, you have the knowledge to discuss what we are discussing. So, and I love that. But all right. Who's up next? And Devin, you have the best hair in comedy.
Travis, once again, rocking that sweatsuit. Look real good. Thank you so much. It was really awesome to see you the other night. You made great cocktails, and it was a blast. Once again, I pretty much always say this on the show, but we disagree on so many things. But I actually... it's really stimulating arguing with you because you're like Dee said, you're not like a moron who's just shouting your opinions. You have legitimate arguments to back it up. And even though we don't...
Yeah, you're a moron who doesn't...
Oh, shut up! No, we disagree, but it's really fun. And like, you know, I think you push me to think about things in a different way.
Sweet, so, good, thank you.
Yeah. Love working with you.
Likewise, by the way.
Mr. Tony, I had, and Devin for that matter, I had so much fun reading your guys' book. It was a blast. It was a wonderful journey through the dark underbelly of Spokane, and I feel like I've lived a really vanilla life after reading it. I'm so excited to read the next 5 books, so you guys better grind them out, because you got some fans who are definitely really excited. And as always, it's really good seeing and chatting with you. And then Deese.
Yes.
I'm glad you have woken up from your penicillin coma. You seem to be doing well. Thank you so much for having faith in me to host your new room at the Riddler Piano Bar. That was a great night. Nice. And yeah, just thank you for having me around and in your life. You're always fun to shoot the shit with.
I wouldn't have it any other way, dear.
Thanks, Ben.
I can go, yeah. Let's see. Start with Deese. Deese, thanks for the opportunities that you create for people. It was really fun having you host at the piano bar last week, and it was really fun having Jay come in. Like, I felt extra special. Like, oh, these are the people I do the podcast with. Like, it's really cool that you're so professional and you're always pushing to create new material, get people out there, creating opportunities for Jay and I, this podcast, creating opportunities for all the stand-up comics in town. Like, You're like a leader, man.
Yeah.
I'll try not to be a corrupt leader.
Or just whatever happens, you know. Just remember Jay and I.
Yeah, just keep us in
you
your circle.
You guys can be on my cabinet.
Fuck everybody else. Yeah. Awesome. I'll be your Kellyanne Conway.
Oh, man. Ooh, we should do a carbon tax, guys. let's see. Jay, thank you very much for hosting last night. You were phenomenal. Like, so many people came up and told me that they loved you. Some people told me that they hated you.
Oh, no.
I told them shut the fuck up. Yeah.
Who the fuck said that?
There's this.
Who do I need to beat up?
Right, you know, it's just really random.
Oh my god, somebody actually said they hated me.
Yeah.
Who?
But no, so here's the thing. So
Hold up.
This is John. We're talking about who this bitch.
I don't even remember. So it was just like random people that came in. Yeah. It wasn't
multiple
anybody.
Multiple people.
Let's catch him out. Let's catch him outside.
This is getting worse.
Fuck these people.
No, it wasn't like that. Just like everybody has different tastes in comedy, and I like your brand of comedy. I think you're awesome.
After that bombshell, I feel so self-conscious right
now. You shouldn't. It wasn't like nobody said you sucked.
they hated you.
Yeah. That's so much more violent.
They didn't say you
terrible,
suck, just
but
hated
I just,
you.
I just hate you.
Hate
I just
her.
Have a visceral hatred for
oh,
you.
Look, it's not, yeah, it's nothing personal. We just hate you.
The fact that it was so bad that they had to go up to the bartender and be like, hey, We
hate
fucking
her.
Hated
that. Okay, so there was at least one person that came up to me and said that they disliked a different comic. You know what I mean? And then that same person was also like, oh, but so-and-so is my favorite comic ever. And it was like just
well,
right before that.
Well, that's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. So don't feel too bad.
Okay.
Mostly I thought you were awesome, so
don't
fuck all those
feel
other
too
people.
Bad.
Okay, your opinion's the only one that matters.
Keep your chin up, sport.
I'm so heartbroken right now. Oh, shit.
Man. And you looked really good last night.
Thank you.
Yeah, I saw you. I was like, boom, what's up, girl?
But how was
boom, what's up?
Hold on.
Glad you didn't say that. I would have had to tear off my shirt.
But how was her personality last night?
Thank you.
Well, some people loved it. Some people hated it.
Fuck those people.
Right, exactly.
Oh my god.
Exactly. They're probably voted for Donald Trump anyways, right?
Probably. Dicks.
Tony, dude, you're awesome, man. I really like you as a person.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, man. I really think it's cool that you guys are doing like writing, you have a lot of different creative ventures, which I think is really awesome. I support anybody that's kind of like pushing the art scene in different directions and creating new paths for people to go down and fall behind. So, dude, that's awesome. And I think it's really cool that you guys wrote the book together and like you guys are in a relationship. That's beautiful, dude. Like you get to work with your wife, you know, like.
Yeah.
So you guys are
dope.
You guys are both awesome and funny and just like really cool people. So
thank you.
Yeah.
So are you.
Thanks, man.
Tony?
What?
You gonna
go?
You
have to say nice stuff too.
Oh, okay.
You guys are cool. Bye.
Yeah. You guys are dope. See ya. Jay, I think you're dope and amazing and talented, and I hope you keep your writing up. And
thank you.
I think you're just talented in general. Dees. Dees, you're awesome. You know I know. I love you.
Thank you. Love you too, buddy.
Traz, I think you're awesome too, and I like everyone's intelligence here. It's rad to like, you know, be involved with intelligent people, and especially people that I think are more intelligent than me. So, because like, you're only as good as your, you know, as the crowd that you run with, and all that stuff. It's like sports. So
yeah.
Anyways, thanks for having us, and I love my wife, Devin Devine.
We love her too.
She's even more talented than I am. So.
All right.
And I'm not very talented, so that's not a stretch.
All right. There you go, guys. All right. Well, we are going to get out of here for the week. Thank you for hanging out. Join us next week.
I'm sleepy.
We have the improv duo Not Models, Melissa Rice and Emily Butler on the show. Looking forward to that.
Emily Butler.
Yeah. Not Melissa Rice, though?
No, I love her too, yeah.
Specifically.
Oh, no, I like Melissa Rice. I love him. There's a difference.
I'm looking forward to having on the show. Great, great talented ladies. They got a show coming up with Devin soon at Nectar Wine Bar and Jessica Watson, Mara Baldwin. So,
nice.
All right. Okay, guys, we're going to get out of here for the night. Thank you for hanging out for the Social Hour. I am Deason for Jay, Traz, and Tony.
Bye, everyone.
I'm going to find whoever hated me.
All right, guys.
Fuck you.
I'm so sleepy.
Okay. Thanks for listening. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Jay's knees, prom dates, Oprah, Malaysia, Black China, Ariel Winters, Jennifer Lawrence, Kanye West, Nicki Minaj, Jay-Z, Louis C.K., and all the other celebrities we talked about tonight, as well as the French government. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
Boom, what's up, girl?
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!